Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our That's a Wrap segment, where we recap the Pats' previous game before moving on to the next one. In this case, a good day for the Pats on Sunday down in Miami. Let's talk about the Pats' defense. They had a really, really good game, especially Trevor Scott and Kyle Arrington.
Yeah, they did a job on the rookie Ryan Tannehill. I thought was, he struggled, and this is a big spot for him, a virtual must-win for Miami against the Patriots, his first time against the Patriots, and the Patriots really made him look erratic and uncomfortable.
Right.
He can move out of the pocket, he can run okay, but he was erratic in the passing game. And I thought the biggest element of it, third down. The Dolphins were only 3 of 13 on the day on third down. And the biggest part about that third down defense was Devon Bess. He had just one catch. He is one of the best third down receivers in the NFL. Kills the Patriots perennially. And for him to have only one catch, but Kyle Arrington did a great job on him and a few of the other defensive backs as well. But Gerard Mayo said it after the game, getting them off the field on some big third down plays, including a sack that Mayo had, that was a huge part of the defensive effort.
Well, they also clinched the AFC East, which is no news by now, but all the players have been very subdued, kind of have low energy on that. You know, they're very excited, but they still say a lot of work left to be done. And right now they have the number 2 seed going into the playoffs, but, you know, that's just for right now. A lot could change between now and
then. Well, to your first point, they take it in stride and they act like they've been there before. And you know why? Well, because they have.
Yeah.
It seems like just about every year we're talking about this. It's just a matter of which week is it that they clinch the division. 4 straight, and for Tom Brady, an NFL record, 10 division titles for a starting quarterback, which is remarkable. So they do take it in stride. As far as the AFC playoff picture, you're right. They're number 2 right now. And you say, well, how can they be ahead of the Ravens? They beat the Ravens. Well, the Ravens beat them. Well, the Patriots, Ravens, and Broncos all have the same record. When 3 teams have the same record, it goes by conference record, not head-to-head. The Ravens still play the Broncos. You know, the Patriots have the Texans. A lot still to play out. There's still a quarter of the season. But right now, as it stands, the Patriots would have the number 2 seed. They've already assured themselves of a home game. It's just a matter of can they get one of those top 2 seeds, have a bye week, and then play on the divisional round, or will that home game be during wild card weekend?
Right. Well, I'm sure that they've enjoyed that win, but I'm also sure that they've turned the page. So why don't we do that right now? The Texans are coming to Gillette Stadium for Monday Night Football, and they'll also have they'll have 2 weeks being right here at home, San Francisco after that.
Yeah, I feel like even back in April when the schedule came out, you weren't here yet, Jackie. You were down in Georgia, but I was. When the schedule came out, 2 straight home games in December at night, primetime against 2 very good teams. Well, here we are. Houston and San Francisco are 2 of the top 4 or 5 teams in the NFL. I think Houston is a very well-rounded team. It's going to be a really interesting measuring stick game for both teams because it's possible that Houston will be that number 1 seed. Patriots and Houston, they could see each other again. So Houston's very well-rounded, some very good defensive players. They also do have some defensive players who are injured and not out there. So Houston and San Francisco will be seeing what the Patriots have to offer on the practice field. Check on the status of a few key guys like
Absolutely.
Julian Edelman. Will Logan Mankins be back? The fact that they have a playoff spot wrapped up certainly lessens the pressure a little bit, but you know that they're not looking at it that way. They're looking at it as we still have a lot to play for, a lot to improve on.
Absolutely. Well, definitely will be a tough test for them on Monday night. I think that it'll, you know, definitely be a good thing having the home field advantage against
the Texans.
No question.
At night against a team from the South.
Right. I know it.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew? All right. Well, a lot to monitor this week, but that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.